This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome to the post-game podcast. Jerry Recco's out with Rutgers, so I've got the Eddie Scazzeri with me. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
Yeah, the YouTube person. That is Nicole, by the way, is the YouTube person.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
Unfortunately, I think she used to be a listener to the podcast, and now that she's watching on YouTube, we probably dropped one audio podcast listener.
Yes, which and hi to Jeff Green in Bulgaria.
Jeff Green in Bulgaria. Shout out to Bulgaria. Mm-hmm. We're very big in Bulgaria.
We're huge.
You've heard like David Hasselhoff was like a very big pop star in Germany, yeah. I believe it was. That's how this program is in Bulgaria.
And ABBA in Australia.
Also huge, ABBA in Australia, exactly. Sometimes things don't hit in the United
States. Right, yeah, you just find your niche.
Yeah, you people like terrible things like Taylor Swift concerts and things like that. And you
careful, Al.
Point your nose up at us. What happened? Oh, she'll get me.
Yes.
The Swifties. I'm just kidding. I love Taylor Swift. I love Dear John. That's my favorite song. I don't know if you were able to. I know sometimes you, or maybe all the time you do, you listen to the podcast and you go through things looking for inappropriate language that you then take out of context. But yesterday I did a story about a country artist, Luke Combs, who was suffering from a particular type of OCD with obsessive thoughts. And I will tell you that a lot of people reached out to me privately on DMs or through email that they were happy to hear somebody discussing this. Because they suffer from this, and you know, sometimes when you suffer from something that you think you're the only one suffering from it, so sometimes when you hear other people's things, it's comforting to know you're not the only person. Did anything in that register with you? Like, do you have any sort of obsessive compulsive thoughts or behaviors that you do?
I wouldn't say thoughts, but certain behaviors, like, you know, like I heard Jerry talking about always having to have the volume on an even number.
Yeah.
You know, I don't suffer from that, but there's certain particular little things that I, you know, did I set the alarm? I go back and check it maybe twice sometimes.
Yeah.
But nothing that's debilitating where I can't, you know, move on with my day and do the things I have to do. And the more I'm distracted by, I got to do this, got to do this, then that other stuff just falls away.
Yeah.
So it doesn't interfere. And that particular aspect of OCD that you mentioned with the negative thoughts, I had never considered that to be part of OCD. I thought if you just have negative or depressing thoughts, it was maybe just a form of depression. But it sounds like there's a subtle distinction between obsessing over a thought rather than just being depressed. I don't really fully understand it.
Yeah.
But it sounds as if that's what it might be.
Yeah, I did get a nice email from a man whose name shall remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. He had requested. He said we could certainly read his email and things, but he wanted to be remain anonymous. It was the type of OCD we were talking about. It's called Pure O.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the O stands for obsessive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Pure O. So this guy chimed in and he said that he suffers a very similar thing where he has these thoughts. He said could be something like sexual in nature, where you're lusting for a specific woman, where a normal, healthy brain can look at her and say, she's attractive. I would, in theory, like to be with her. However, it's not going to happen. She's married, and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
An obsessive brain will play the thought out over and over again. Or, for example, it can be in the context of a relationship where a healthy mind thinks, we're friends. Of course he likes golfing with me. And that turns into obsessive thoughts of maybe he doesn't like me. Maybe he's only golfing with me as a favor. And it goes on, and he says. The difference from OCD is that the thought doesn't lead to a compulsion. It stays a thought, but it gets obsessed over.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And then he said what happens is he uses a part of the brain here, Eddie. You're probably familiar with the amygdala.
Mm-hmm.
He says how this works in the amygdala. He says that part of your brain that is the fight or flight. He says in a normal brain will release in extreme stress situations. You're being mugged. You're in a car accident. He said the obsessive brain, it will release that in just your having all these thoughts. So you're left with extreme anxiousness and a racing mind. This guy did say that he did get medication. I did write him back and asked him what type. He said Zoloft. Mm-hmm. Really like changed his life.
Hmm.
So I guess that's the thing to do is if you have this, then yeah, you have to. I know some people are very much against like taking medication.
Sure, because it feels it changes their personality.
Yeah, but I think in a situation like this, if you need something to break your obsessive thought, then you got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And like this guy says, it was a game changer for him.
Mm-hmm. And I know like schizophrenics, when they're on their meds, they're fine, but they don't like the way they feel, so they stop taking them, and then it's just a cycle.
Right, because all these medications they make you tired, or they make you excited. Spaced out, yeah. It's like a balancing act with some of these things.
And it sounds like it's different from when you lock in on the drones or this or that. But it sounds like it's different. It's not the same sort of a thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you another. I have a weird thing that I think about all day long, which is very strange, but I don't feel like it's overtaking me. And it's a very strange thing to run through my head constantly. In my head, I run through Tom Brady in a shotgun, gets the shotgun snap,
mm-hmm.
fake quick throw, across like mm-hmm. a quick, fakes the quick slant and throws a deep ball. I run that through my head hundreds of times a day.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's not negative.
It's not negative.
It's not really anything.
It isn't anything, yeah.
It's not debilitating.
No, but when my mind is at rest,
right.
that's where it goes.
Where you go. Interesting.
And in some instances, I'm playing the Madden video game, which I have not played in a decade probably, mm-hmm. at least a decade, probably longer, probably 15 years. And in the video game, I'm taking the snap, always as Tom Brady, always in shotgun. Sometimes I throw the slant if it's there. Sometimes I fake the slant and throw the deep ball. But it goes, when I caught myself like I was walking the dog, I'm doing it. I'm taking the snap. Da, da, da.
And then where does it end with a receiver catching the ball and going to the end zone? Or where does it stop? After you release the ball?
Yeah, after I release the ball. Yeah, it kind of stops there.
Mm.
Sometimes on the slant, it's the guy like kind of diving for the ball mm-hmm. or going down with the ball because I got to put it in the lower
Sure.
portion so it don't get picked off.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. I heard this talked about on Opie and Anthony many years ago. They were talking about, the one guy was talking about that he all day long imagines he's in a spaceship battling aliens.
a guest?
Yeah, I think it was either, It was one of the comedians. It was either Jay Moore or Patrice O'Neill, or it was one of those guys that talked about thinking a lot about how they would battle the aliens if they were in a spaceship.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm afflicted with anything like that. You know, you have your mind wanders and all that, like everyone, but nothing that is this so repetitive.
Do you do anything where, like, let's say you need to get to sleep? I know you, I think you could fall asleep pretty quickly.
Yes.
If you're ever like, let's say you were awakened in the middle of the night by something, a dream caught you and your heart's racing and you need to relax and get back to bed, is there anything that you think of or do to that you can ease yourself into a nicer situation for your mind and body?
Well, if it's something that is like a very disturbing dream or something like that, usually one or more dogs is in the bed with me.
Yeah.
So once I kind of realize, all right, that was a dream, I'm in bed, everything's okay, and then I will put my hand on the dog or my arm around the dog.
That can reset that, you?
Oh, yeah. That's totally, you know, total peacefulness and just like a security. And, you know, you just, yeah, feel your hand on them and they're, you know, whatever. It's for me, that works a lot.
Do you ever do any breathing things where you like focus on your breath? Breathe in, breathe out.
Very rarely. And on the times when I take longer than 2 minutes to fall asleep, I'll just count my breath, like in one, out two, one, two, one, two, over and over.
Just one, two, one, two.
Uh-huh. And then it's in, and forever, how long that takes for me to fall asleep, which is usually not very long.
I've done the one, two, but I'll go up to 10 and then start again. So you go in one, out two, in three, out four. And then you'd be surprised how often you're on like 15, 16 and go, oh no, I got to reset. And to me, that kind of signals like, oh, I'm falling asleep because I'm getting out of that.
Paying attention.
Yeah, not paying attention.
For me, it's just the one, two, one, two.
Yeah.
Because, you know, keep it simple.
One, two. It's almost like a mantra they say when people are meditating, they do that.
Yeah, anything that is like that, a simple, repetitive thing to sort of clear your mind.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, if you are thinking about things and your mind is racing, you know, you'll those things will intrude and you won't be able to do the one, two. Then you just have to really concentrate on the whatever your mantra is.
Right.
I've never done meditation.
But that's kind of like what it is, what you're describing.
It is, yes.
Which is that you breathe in, you breathe out, focus on the breath. And they go, people will always say, oh, but my mind wanders. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you catch it
and
bring it back.
So I guess it is a form of meditation, but I've never been formally trained in that.
But that's definitely meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your dog's dream?
Oh, for sure. I do.
But you don't think that's just the body's reaction to rest, like where it's like the dog's going like and it's moving its legs?
No,
they're dreaming, they're visualizing something,
chasing a squirrel or, you know, seeing someone, or and every once in a while they make this sort of almost like a distressed noise.
Yeah.
And then I'll sort of, hey, you know, I'll just kind of pet them and they kind of stop and then they're like, oh, okay, you know, just like for same like a reverse of when I have a bad dream.
Yeah.
So, but I do believe they, I don't know how you can scientifically prove or disprove that, but I would say they do dream for sure.
Yeah.
And I've seen videos of a dog dreaming where, you know, and they're doing the running thing and then all of a sudden they get up and run, they crash into a wall and they're like, what? What is going on? So, yeah, I do believe that they dream.
I wonder if they dream similar to us where it's like do they dream of things that actually happened to them, or do they dream, like, do they have bad dreams? Are they being chased by, like, I don't know what animal would chase a dog, like a coyote chasing a dog?
Like one that they would even know in their head.
Yeah.
Because like, our domestic dogs aren't running into lions and bears.
Yeah, like they're not running into anything dangerous, probably, for the most part, other than other dogs.
Right. And you know, unless they've had a close call with a car or something,
yes.
I wouldn't think that that's, You know, I don't know what would be distressful for them in that case. You know, maybe they're you know, in a crate or something, or you know, in the house and nobody's home and they want something. Maybe I'm sure it's simple. I don't want to anthropomorphize and make them be thinking deep thoughts.
Yeah, like the dog has to really pee and no one's home, and the dog doesn't want to pee in the house, and this is their dream.
Right, something something like that.
I wonder if my dog dreams of running in a race like she raced the Greyhound racing. Like, does she ever have a dream that she's racing?
I would imagine, absolutely.
That's... I'd be freaked out if my dog got up and took off, like you said you've seen videos.
Yeah, you see, like, if you just, like, Google sleeping dog, or you dream, or you're running, or whatever, and you'll see it. I've seen it where a dog is asleep doing the running thing with their legs, but it's more pronounced and intense, and all of a sudden they're up and moving, and then they crash into a wall, wake up from that impact, and are like, what is going on?
What the hell just happened?
Yeah.
What do you think dogs think when they look in the mirror?
That's interesting. Some of my dogs have had reaction. Others have had no reaction.
Almost like they couldn't even see.
No, they don't recognize it as their self or whatever. But I know Raymond, my terrier, terrier mix, when he looks in the mirror, he knows that there's something. I don't. And sometimes I think at first he thinks it's another dog, but not really. And then sometimes I think he recognizes it as himself. But that's like a higher level of cognition, to sort of recognize your own reflection as yourself.
Right.
That's a higher level of thought. So I think sometimes he is kind of right on the border of understanding truly what it is.
So he's close to breaking through.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think most dogs think it's another dog, because I've seen that reaction where they're like,
oh. Right. But and others who don't react just kind of see it, but then don't even... They know it's not another dog somehow, but don't recognize it as like their self. Maybe they think of it as like, you know, a dog on the TV.
Yeah.
And some of my dogs react to that, or have in the past, but most don't. But Raymond does. When he sees a dog or a squirrel or a cat or an animal on the TV, he notices.
Yeah. See, I've seen that too. I've seen dogs watching TV that are very interested in... Even like I've seen videos of dogs watching like a suspenseful movie that didn't even involve a dog, and it would be looking concerned.
Mm.
And then others, like, nothing.
And
sometimes a dog barking makes a dog bark. Sometimes nothing.
Mm-hmm. And when I had cats, I used to put on either bird or squirrel YouTube things for like, you know, an hour long, and they would like bat at the... Then they would lose interest. But, like, I would be afraid to do that with Raymond, just squirrel, because he'd go nuts.
Go right through the television set.
And sometimes he'll do the classic, like, he'll run or try to get to the back of the TV to find it, you know. And you don't want him doing all that destructive, potentially, things.
Hmm. Do you think your dog ever dreams about you?
I would think he does, so that I'm in there, because I'm part of their lives every day. You know, I walk them, I feed them, I pet them, the whole... I would think, but again, these are questions that we might never get the answers to.
Do you think other animals dream? Like, does a fox dream?
I would guess that similar animals, like, you know, they're canines, I would think that they have similar brain structures, but, you know, they're not domesticated. They don't spend as much time around humans. So maybe not. Maybe there's something about the domestic dog that part of their brain has evolved a little more, because they certainly communicate with humans, for sure, in their own way. And they will sort of engage in eye contact with humans where other non-domesticated canines don't do that. So I would think that they do to some degree. I would say certainly the other primates, for sure, I would think do.
Like monkeys?
Yeah, monkeys and chimpanzees and gorillas, and perhaps even some of the cetaceans, the dolphins, the whales. I would think that they do in there, but I don't know if they truly sleep. I'm sure they have to do something approximating a rest like that, but... I don't know if they truly enter the state like we enter. when we're asleep because of, you know, they're floating in the water. So it's maybe it's a different, it's a...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not as deep a level of rest, perhaps, but they have to rest, obviously.
Yeah.
But I would think the simpler you get in your organisms, I would think that sort of the chances of having dreams go way down.
Yeah. I wonder if dogs have, like, we have a recurring dream sometimes, like where we can't find our class in high school, or we can't find our locker, or things that don't make any sense to us because we were long out of school. But weird, recurring, strange dreams like that.
Or the board op nightmares.
Yes.
You know, where you can't, you know, the spots aren't firing. You can't find what you need to find, whatever file or commercial or element or whatever. So, yeah, I don't have those. I used to have those a lot when I first started running the board.
Yeah,
but
when you were more worried about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now it's like not that big a deal.
No.
You wouldn't panic.
It still does happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a weird one, how we still have like the high school, can't find the locker, can't find the class, don't know what my schedule is.
But I haven't had dreams about school, like in the specifics of my grammar school or high school or college for a long time. That's like, I barely think about that anymore. I don't know why, but I don't.
Yeah, well, the real thing would be like, for those of us who still have it, why? That seems weirder.
Mm-hmm.
To still be thinking about that.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie, let's do the warm-up show.
Sure.
I did that with CeeLo.
You did?
Tomorrow I'll have CeeLo.
Again.
You again in the post game.
Yes.
Sal and Boomer hosting.
Yes. And Friday to be determined.
Friday up in the air.
Right. So it all depends upon the Rutgers-USC game
tonight. Yes. Let's go Rutgers, as we say.
Well, no, because we want Jerry back.
We do want Jerry back.
So let's go USC.
Okay. We have to root for USC then.
So!
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.